There's still no easy solution in sight to the problems of the stricken Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan. Two workers at the troubled plant were injured while trying to restore power to the number one reactor today. Also today, workers trying to cool the reactors had to stop work at the number two reactor because of high radiation levels. The International Atomic Energy Agency says Japan has not given some information relating to one reactor. The United States today became the first country to block fruit, milk, and vegetables from being imported from Japan's radiation zone. And the Japanese government appealed for logical thinking on the subject, but had to do so on a day when it was warning people about leafy vegetables from Fukushima Prefecture and raw milk and parsley from Ibaraki Prefecture. Our North Asia correspondent Mark Willacy joins me now. Mark, this doesn't look like a hopeful prospect yet at Fukushima at all, does it?
No, as you mentioned, Mark, we've got more injured workers. You know, that seems to be an ongoing theme at Fukushima. Obviously, it's highly dangerous work. This happened at the reactor number one, and we're hearing that the temperature at that reactor has climbed past 400 degrees Celsius, which is well and truly into the danger zone and past the design limit of 300 degrees. So that is another concern.
So that puts us back to getting up toward meltdown fear again?
It's sort of heading in that direction. It's sort of like trying to put out a molten piece of lava. You can throw a certain amount of water on it. It seems to cool down, and then more lava bubbles up and the temperature goes up again. And also we've got, reactor number two. It's not so much an alert there about increased temperatures, more that radiation is on the increase again there, heading up into the danger zone again. So number one, number two reactors in the headlines today. Yesterday it was reactor three. So they're certainly sharing around the pain.
There's still 50 people in there, I think. Maybe a couple have been shipped out because of injury or whatever, but have they shipped any more in? Is it still the same 50?
We believe it's still the same 50. We should get a briefing on that in the coming hours from TEPCO, the operators. But certainly it's extremely dangerous work. These two men were injured while restoring power. This is power cables that were hooked up to all six reactors. And in fact, that's had some mild success because it's allowed them to start pumping at one of the reactors to cool these overheating fuel rods. So the work is inching towards resolution here and there. But
they've all had very high doses of radiation already, haven't they? I mean, they've actually had to put up the maximum dose that they're allowed. They've just adjusted the figures so as to keep them in there, haven't they?
I believe so. And that's going to come out in the coming weeks. I think we're going to get some fairly disturbing stories, I think, about just what these workers had to go through and their bravery. It has to be said, there's no doubt. The Japanese here, as we heard last night on PM, were calling them samurai, nuclear samurai, and there's no doubt about their commitment and their selflessness.
What about the fears in Tokyo and other cities? I mean, I know a lot of people have been saying do not exaggerate this, but I keep seeing more suggestions that there's been radiation detected in the Tokyo water supply and water filters have been detected with radiation in them. How worried are people?
Well, we've just had some news this afternoon that radioactive iodine that exceeds the level considered safe for infants has been detected in Tokyo's tap water. In fact, in one Tokyo district, the water sample contained more than double the legal limit. So we've now got the municipal government here advising residents across Tokyo, not just in these affected areas where samples have been taken, to avoid using tap water to make infant formula until further notice. Now, I have an infant who is drinking this formula, using water. The baby's not here, and I can tell you if she was, I'd be very, very concerned. And I'm just one of millions of people who live in this city who are very concerned about what's coming out of the tap. I've been drinking the tap water, but I might reconsider now.
And what about the food? What about the spinach and the parsley and the milk and the US, the blow from the US of no more imports?
Yes, that is a blow because obviously the Japanese are very proud of their food safety. Well, at least up until now, it's something that they've really traded on around the world, that if you buy Japanese food, it's clean, it's green, it's healthy. Now, we're hearing the list of vegetables that are off limits from the Fukushima prefecture has grown to 11. We've heard spinach yesterday. Now it's cabbage, radish, parsley, cauliflower, broccoli. Obviously, a lot of kids would be happy with that, not having to eat a lot of those vegetables. But it is, you know, it is a real worry. And obviously, we've had a couple of vegetables and milk products in four prefectures which are now banned from being moved around. And as you mentioned, the United States is saying it's going to block imports of milk and this fresh produce from those areas near the crippled nuclear plant. So these prefectures are, as we know, they're Fukushima, Ibaraki, Toshigi and Guma, and they will be stopped from entering the United States.
And I've also seen a lot of messages saying it's only the foreigners who are really worried, it's only the foreigners who are leaving. Can you gauge at all, because you've been there quite a long time now, can you gauge at all the Japanese feeling about all this?
Well, let me just say, it was our Japanese friends who were emailing us saying, don't go out in the rain. I have to say, it has to be shared around, obviously with the blame for this movement towards panic. But obviously, the foreigners have connections overseas. They often have the means to get out of Japan very quickly. So it's easy for them to do that. If you're Japanese, you have a job in a Japanese firm and it's still operating, and you've really got nowhere else to escape to, well, you're probably going to stay and put up with it. The Japanese are very stoic, as I've said many times, but I also have to point out that I've had a lot of emails from Japanese friends spreading what you could say are rumours about what's going on. And those rumours to me amount to panic.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Willis is our North Asia correspondent.